Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Big brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 25th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Taryn. Good to be here. I'm super just now waking up, but I'm here. I'm doing this, and let's go.
Yes, let's do it. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And we mostly got, Adam and Dane have been planning on trying to flip Damien's vote all week long. And they are going to make a big attempt here, on the feeds yesterday. And we're also going to get some hints of what's to come in tonight's double eviction. So let's get straight into it. It was day 54 in the house. And Anthony has it out for Angelica. I don't know why. He doesn't like Angelica. I don't know what's going on with Anthony and Angelica, but he moved her. And Adam was trying to figure out who moved Angelica. Who did it?
He's really on a rampage. He has no love lost for Angelica at this point.
Yeah, he took Angelica. Opened up the trash can, looked at the camera, and then closed the trash can and put her somewhere else. I don't know what's going on. What does he have against Angelica?
Oh, it's super creepy. I feel really bad for Angelica at this point because it's like he's just got a mission and it's to get rid of her.
Angelica fights crime. Maybe he's worried that she'll catch on to his manipulations. Honestly, more realistically, I think he just doesn't like Adam, and so Adam has like a fun little play thing that's not manly enough for him. So
it's really reminiscent of I forget her name, but the duck from I think what was it, season 4. I'm blanking on her name, but yeah, no, it's very reminiscent of that, of once she was out of the house, what they did to that duck.
People are always cruel to little pets and crime fighters. Adam and Damien are going to talk. Adam is going to hint once again that Esty should maybe leave. You know, Mark has been making some smart points. Maybe we should start to consider Mark's points. Maybe if he talks to you, consider those points. Damien still is going to be like, okay, but I don't like Mark. I don't like him.
Yeah, he's very much of the mindset that no matter what they say, he's still not going to like Mark. Mark is still not one of the people that has really gotten close to him ever since. Well, he thought he was close to him, but then he put him up on the block. So now he's like, why should I like this guy? Why should I be friends with the guy? Why should I even give him my vote? So, I'm pretty sure Damien is off the Mark train fully at this point.
Yeah. Dane is going to talk to Damien. They're going to talk about the vote. Dane is really feeling him out here. Damien still just doesn't seem super willing to budge on the vote. Damien tries to be like, well, you know, I don't know if things are as good as we might think they are in terms of keeping Esty. But Damien just says, I don't trust Mark. He tried to get me out. He was HOH. He put me on the block. And then he said he was going to put up a big target. And instead he put up Esty. Like,
it made no sense. It went against everything that he thought was going to happen. And honestly, he's at the point now where he's just like, why? What is keeping me to keep this guy around? There's just no reason to.
Yeah. So Dane is going to let Anthony and Mark know. It's not looking good. Not looking good to get Damien's vote at this point. Mark is like, what? What? Why? He's like, because you told him that you're going to put up a big target and then you put up Esty. He's like, oh, I said strategic target. Dana's like, okay, because that makes a huge difference, Mark. Okay.
Yeah, because clearly he was the one that was going to go home. They weren't going to vote Esty out at that point. So he knew the writing was on the wall. And had it not been for an amazing twist that happened and saved his life, he'd be out of that house. So there's no reason for him to trust this guy. He knew that he was his target. And even if he doesn't have all the pieces in place, he puts in enough information to know that this guy was not on his side. And this guy was lying to him every single chance he got. So, yeah, of course, he's going to want him out of the house.
Yes. So Esty is going to spend some time campaigning to Anthony and Kira separately. And it's not going to be a great campaign. Neither of them are going to really do anything with it, but it did happen. In case anybody's like, oh, Esty didn't do anything. Ah, she tried a little bit.
Yeah. And I feel bad for her, because at this point there's so few numbers and it's pretty much ruled by one dominant alliance that has all their hands in all kinds of different pots, that no matter what she does, no one's going to hear her out. No one's going to give her a fair try. It's not like if this were to happen maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago where she can maybe rally the numbers or convince people one way or the other. It's we're getting to the end where there's so few numbers that people are pretty much locked in stone and know what they're doing.
Yeah. So we then have Mark and Anthony, and this is the most interesting conversation of the day. Mark is talking to Anthony and he says, look, tomorrow could be a double. If it's a double, here's what I want you to do, Anthony. And first of all, he's telling Anthony what to do.
Yeah.
Anthony's going to turn this around on Mark. But first, Mark is going to say, here's what I want you to do, Anthony. I want you to put up Adam and Damien in the double eviction. Adam wins the veto, or the veto is used in any way. We take Adam down. We put up Dane. Then I vote out Dane. Kira votes out Dane. Boom. Dane is gone. So it's like, okay, that there's the plan. He wants Dane and Damien on the block. He expects that Kira and himself can vote Dane out of the house, or Anthony can if Mark is HOH. So let's take this piece by piece as they go through these plans, because this plan I don't think will work. It might work. Kira has expressed, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, that they do potentially want to take a shot at Dane soon. But I think they want Damien out first. Mm-hmm. I think that Damien is going to be the person that they would prefer to leave first and then take a shot at Dane. I do think that they could take a shot at Dane if Dane is on the block up against Damien. It's possible. But you just know that Adam would be in their ear like, don't you dare. You'd better be voting out Damien. And I don't know if they'd be willing to go against what Adam wants in that particular moment. So it's a risky plan. It's a risky plan. He needs, if he really wants to make something happen, I think he needs Adam and Dane on the block together. At that point, Kira would absolutely vote to keep Adam and vote to evict Dane.
100%. If you're going to take the shot, you know, full swing. Don't half-ass it. Just go for it, because at this point, if you're going to make that kind of move and backstab, you know, anyone that you're been working with this whole time, go for it, because you have to put up both Adam and Dane, because Adam will never be voted out by Kira. It's just not going to happen. So if you have Damian and Adam up there, of course, Kira's always going to go with saving Adam. Now, if you try to backdoor Dane, the numbers just aren't there, in my opinion. There's no way that Adam is going to allow Kira, who is her or their closest ally, there's no way that they're going to not go with what Adam says and or does. So there's no way you make that shot count if it's not both of them up there. So yeah, I 100% agree that they, if they're going to take that shot, they have to have both of them up there.
Yes. So Anthony says, I don't like the plan. Okay. So we're going to get a new plan. Anthony doesn't like it. Maybe it's because it's not going to work. Mark says the reason he wants Dane out over Adam is because he feels like Anthony would have a better chance of beating Adam in the final two than Dane. Anthony says, first of all, I don't think I can lose to anybody in the final two. I think I beat everybody. Second of all, if I'm talking about who I have a better chance at, I think I'd prefer to be sitting next to Dane. And Mark says, okay, so we take Adam out. Okay, that's fine. That's totally cool. All right. Same plan, but reverse it. Put up Dane and Damian. Veto is used. Put up Adam next to Damian. Then we just have to convince Kira to vote out Adam. This plan is getting worse, Bobby. It's getting worse.
That seems like it's going to totally work. There's no way there's anything that goes wrong with that plan. Yeah, I just love how he thinks that Dane is his best opponent. Like, how in any circumstance does your brain rattle off that Dane is the best person to take to the end? It just, that makes no sense to me. But this plan, if they are not thinking this through, like, they need to really sit down and really do the numbers, because there's no way they're going to get Kira to vote against Adam.
Yeah. At the very least, though, I do like that Mark realizes that they shouldn't just straight up put Adam and Dane on the block next to each other, because they're probably going to stay, and that gives away their whole game. So they might as well do a move like that. But still, this is a risky plan to begin with. And if they try to convince Kira to vote out Adam, then the game is given away anyway. And then Kira is not voting out Adam.
He
does talk about, like, okay, but if Damian wins the veto, then Dane goes on the block. Or if Damian wins the veto, then Adam goes on the block next to Dane, and then they can take out Adam. Or if Dane wins the veto, or whatever. Like, he recognizes that Adam against Dane means that Adam goes, but he hasn't talked about intentionally trying to get Adam and Dane on the block together. It's almost like he doesn't want to take the shot through nominations. He only wants it to be through the vote. I can't put them up together. The game is up at that point. If it's post veto, that's the point.
That's the whole reason to do it. That's, you're taking your shot. And luckily, it's a double eviction, so you can get them out of the house within, 30 minutes? There's no repercussions for a couple days afterwards for them to, you know, plot against you or work against you or work people onto their side. There's just no chance for that to happen or to even really blow up your game. So for him to take this shot, it would have to be now, in my opinion. But I also have the mindset that this move should have happened probably a week ago. They had better numbers last week. They could have made a move like this. And they didn't. They didn't take it. And now I just don't think they have the numbers. I really don't. I think unless both guys are up against each other in Dane and Adam, there's no way this plan works.
Yeah. And I mean, to be fair to Mark, that, you know, had he tried to take a shot at the Pretty Boys when he was HOH, that would have blown up in his face because of the secret assassin twist. it wouldn't have worked anyway, but he needed to have taken the shot earlier, and he really shouldn't try to win this HOH. He has a much better chance of winning at Final Five and taking a shot at Final Five and making that happen. The problem is that if Mark doesn't win this HOH, he might leave. He has a pretty good chance of leaving, actually. Dane is throwing it if Mark also throws it, then the competition comes down to Anthony, Kira, and Damien.
And man, I would love to see those numbers work out.
Right. And if Damien wins, Mark is going home. Yeah. Damien is putting Mark on the block. He might put Adam, he might put whoever, but mm-hmm. Mark is definitely going on the block. And if Mark is on the block, Mark goes home, because Dane, Kira, and Adam, whichever two are off the block, will vote out Mark over whoever he's sitting next to, unless Damien puts up Mark and Kira, at which point maybe Kira goes home. In fact, probably Kira goes home, but I don't know if Damien would put Kira on the block next to Mark. Well, that's something that we can discuss moving forward. He could put up Kira, but I mean, I have to imagine that he realizes that Kira would go home and not Mark. So Mark is definitely in danger. Kira is in danger if Damien wins that HOH. So something to think about there.
Yeah, no, honestly, I think that he realizes that Kira would be in trouble if he made that move. I don't think he'll do it, like you said. But there's always that little inkling in the back of my head that because the way this season's been playing out, I could see it happening. And I don't want it to happen, because I think it'd be a terrible move for his game if he knows it or not. But I, in my heart of hearts, I think Mark would go home in that scenario. I think there's a slight chance Anthony could possibly go home, but that'd be a weird circumstance if that happened. But yeah, as for Kira, as long as Kira doesn't touch the block, I think they're good.
Yeah. And honestly, as loyal as Mark, or as loyal as Adam and Dane are to the Pretty Boys, I do think that there could be a moment in their heads where Mark is on the block against Kira where they consider, maybe we should take Mark out here.
Yeah.
Anthony would be against it, though. Anthony would probably talk him out of it, even if they did consider it.
Yeah.
They'd go to Anthony about it first, and Anthony would be like, no, no, absolutely not. And it probably wouldn't happen. So, you know, but like I said, I don't know if Damien would put up Mark and Kira. I do feel like he might put up Adam. I feel like, you know, he wants to work with the guys. Again, there's more that we should talk about from yesterday, but the guys are going, Adam in particular is going against his wishes in getting rid of Esty. It'll just have happened. It'll have happened just, 15 minutes ago that Adam broke the tie and evicted Esty. Adam is a much bigger threat. I feel like he probably will put up not Kira, but we'll see.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think at that point, Adam would be on his radar.
Yeah. So that's going on there. So that's what happens if Damien wins. If Kira wins, then, and, you know, Damien's in trouble. If Damien, though, wins the veto, then Mark is going home. If Mark wins, he's going to take that shot. And those are really the only three, if Anthony wins, he'll do probably the same. So Mark or Anthony wins, they're going to try to take a shot at Adam. And now, interesting, it was Dane. It had been Dane, but it has now flipped. Anthony wants Adam out instead. That's Dane's work with Anthony. Dane has convinced Anthony that he is on board. He is a final two. So that's good for Dane. So the shot is going to be taken at Adam. Likely not going to go through, though, and Damien or Kira will likely take the bullet from that. And then if Kira or Damien wins, then we're looking at Kira, Damien, or Mark leaving. And, you know, theoretically, Dane could accidentally win.
And yeah.
Yeah. Who knows what happens?
You know, the adrenaline's pumping. He's just like, okay, I got to win this. I got to win this. You know, we've seen crazier things happen where people all of a sudden who want to throw a competition feel this sudden urge that, okay, it's a double eviction. I need to make a change. I need to do something, you know, protect myself. And they go on to win. So we'll see. But I think he'll throw it, but you never know in that moment.
Yeah. So then we have, Mark also says if it is a triple, tomorrow night, then we put up Dane, Adam, and, you know, Damien or Kira or whatever. We take up both Dane and Adam. Both in one shot.
It's a bold move to take, but we know it's not going to happen. We know there's no triple coming, but man, now I kind of wish there was a triple this season just to see what would happen.
No.
Never wish that, right?
Don't go crazy, Bobby. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Adam is going to talk with Anthony about Damien's vote, how they can make it happen that Damien votes to evict Esty. They talk about that. Kira is going to talk to Anthony about Esty's campaign and how they're planning on blindsiding her. So she does not know that she doesn't have the votes until the eviction. So we could get a blindside from Esty. Dane or Damien might let her know ahead of time, but it is possible that she gets blindsided tonight. And then we finally get to Adam, Dane, Damien, and Anthony. They pitch a final four to Damien, excluding Mark, but taking Mark to the final five. So this is what I'm talking about in terms of if Damien doesn't nominate one of the guys next to Mark, it's because they are pitching this final four to him. And they are pitching that, it's us four. We keep Mark in the game. We go down to the four. It's the guys. You know, we did the toast during the party. We toasted to the guys. But Damien says, I'm totally down with the four. I'm totally down. I love this. This is great. I don't like Mark. I don't want to keep Mark. I want Esty in the game. Mark is dangerous. He wants to come after you guys. I talked to him when he was HOH. He said, I don't want to go to the final four with all guys or final five with all guys because I can't beat them. I want to go out swinging. This is exactly what Mark told Damien during his HOH week. And I remember that we noted it as like, it's kind of a dangerous thing to tell somebody like Damien. And of course, it's never really going to go anywhere, but it's starting to get into their heads. Like Damien has said this over and over. Mark doesn't want to go to the end with the guys. That's what he told me. And so after Damien leaves, Dana's like, does Mark... Mark wouldn't like take a shot, would he? You don't think? I mean, he told Damien that. Like, Mark still is like down to go down to the four, right? And Anthony's like, oh yeah, totally. I don't think he wants to take a shot. I would know. I would know if Mark wanted to take a shot, which is true. He does know.
Yeah, and he does know that that's a possibility. But honestly, I don't know why Mark gave Damien so much ammo against him in his HOH week. He gave him all this information that, whether it be true, whether it not, we now know it is true. And even if Damien has a little ounce of question about that in his head, he's going to use that against him. He had to have known that, especially since he backstabbed him all week last week. There's no reason for him not to take that info and share it with the others. Granted, the guys have been together for this long, have always worked together and always had each other's back. I don't know if, like you said, there's like this little question in their heads, but I don't know if they'll fully use that. But I do agree. That's the ammo that they need or that he needed to try to put Mark in their brain. So I think the fact that they came to him and gave him a final four, gave Damien the final four option, I think that's the only reason why we might see, if Damien wins the double eviction HOH, that he'll put Kira up against Mark, because he knows Kira is not a part of that final four. So that's what scares me with Kira going up. And that's where I think the only ounce of question of that coming up is because of that scenario.
Yes. So I don't know how Damien will feel about this four when two of them are voting one way and two of them are voting another way. But that might be the reason that Kira goes home on a Damien HOH, if that in fact does happen. The guys also talk about Adam, Dane, and Anthony, about how Adam is just wondering, man, I wonder what would have happened if Damien hadn't come in last to the house on day one. He'd probably be in the Pretty Boys instead of somebody like Mark. Isn't that weird to think about? This is something that we've been speculating for a while, and now they're speculating about it too. Even they want this to happen because they're annoyed at Mark. They're like, Mark sucks at this game. He fails every single time. He's pissed off. He's pissed off Damien. Damien won't trust him. Like, this is all Mark's fault. Wouldn't it be great if Damien was in this alliance instead of Mark? Wouldn't it be great if he had come in earlier and hadn't had a dumb twist that made him come in last, that gave him no, you know, information that was workable, and you know, all of this stuff.
I mean, I felt terrible for him. We haven't seen a twist blow up this badly. Oh wait, since probably a couple weeks ago. So, but no, it's. I feel so bad for him because it was exactly what he wanted to do coming into the house. He watched it on the TV happen in front of him and was like, "Ooh, I want to be a part of that. Ooh, I want to get on that." And just because he came in last, had never had that full opportunity to do it. Now, I will say this, for his social ability outside of the house, for his fandom outside of the house, I think it's best that he wasn't a part of that. I think he got just as far as maybe he would have had he been in that alliance. I mean, who knows? He could have gone further. He would have been in better talks and had people have his back a little bit more. But he's gotten pretty far without that, you know, without that group that originally formed at the beginning. So for everything he's gotten from the fandom and everything, I think it might end up being a better scenario for him going forward. But I do feel bad for him because it's like, it's right there. Everyone sees it, but there's just nothing he could do. There's all because of a twist.
It's crazy, the butterfly effect with Big Brother, because, you know, Damien has a great social game inside of him that he hasn't been able to utilize. I really feel like if Damien is included in the Pretty Boys, he becomes one of the best Big Brother Canada players ever. And Damien not in the Pretty Boys means that Damien is completely forgettable in terms of strategic value. Like that's how crazy this game is, and that's how influential even the smallest twists can be on the game and the players. So it's crazy.
It is crazy, and it's kind of wild to watch because I don't know if we've seen this scenario happen ever in the history of the game. Like, maybe back in 14 or not 14, excuse me, 12 with the brigade. But I don't see this as something that ever happened or will maybe see again, because of the fact that I think people are going to be aware of what to look for because of the Pretty Boy Alliance. It's really wild. Just like you said, the butterfly effect is quite crazy this season with what happened with Damien's story.
Yeah. So Dane is going to talk to Damien later in the night and let him know it's probably going to be a tie. It's probably going to be 2-2. And Adam's going to break the tie. And I don't know if it's looking good. I don't know if it's looking good. It's Adam breaking the tie, 2-2 vote. Just letting you know, Damien. Damien still refuses to fold. He still wants to vote for Esty to stay. But he's definitely starting to realize that things are not looking great. He does have a talk with Esty, and Esty tells him that she feels good, that, you know, that she, hey, it could be 4-0 to keep Esty. If anything was going awry, Adam would know. Adam would tell Dane. Dane would tell her, so she would know. And Damien, who knows a lot, is like, yep.
Oh, man. She is in for a rude awakening come today. I feel bad for her because it had there not been these pieces in place that put her in this position, you know, honestly, maybe she could have made some moves, but there's just, with this four strong alliance, there was just nothing that she ever could have done. It was all fully out of her control. It's been out of her control for at least a couple weeks now. But I honestly feel bad for her. And just Damian sitting there watching this all go down, like he there's nothing he could say. He knows the chips have been dealt and that there's really nothing he can do at this point.
Yeah. So there you go. That's basically what we had yesterday. Just a lot of attempts to flip Damian over, but not happening.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's honestly, it doesn't really matter for his game.
It doesn't.
So, you know, what are you going to do? He really, you know, he definitely has been fighting hard to keep SD in the game. And honestly, he made some progress. Like, he did put some doubts into Dane and Adam's minds about Mark, and it's the truth about Mark.
Honestly, I think it might be good for his, you know, jury management as well. She could go back and say some things to the jury that might sway him. I think it's been nothing but good this week for him because of the veto and because of, you know, what he's done to try to keep SD. I really think that his game has improved.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically what we have for you today. I don't expect there will be much on the feeds for today on Thursday leading up to the double eviction tonight. But hopefully they will be back. The feeds will be back tonight and we'll see the fallout from the double eviction. We'll see what happens. Who goes home? I don't know. It's going to be Esty and then somebody, probably Damian. Damian did say basically a goodbye on the feeds last night. He was like, if this is my last night on the feeds, I love you, Em.
So that's what you're going with. Your prediction is Damian.
It's most likely going to be Damian.
I'm going with Mark. I'm not taking that shot. I'm not putting that out in the universe. Let's get Mark out of this house. And I'm going to say that's where it goes.
That's the exciting results from tonight.
That's probably the most unpredictable, but yeah.
And honestly, it's not that crazy.
It's not.
With so few people actually trying and competing in the HOH, it really could go anywhere.
Damian, win in HOH for once. Just once.
I mean, he basically has a 1-4 shot. And with Anthony in it, it's basically a 1-3 shot. It could be like, typically with a double eviction HOH, you're not doing points questions. The one that, like, the question competition that Mark won was points. That favors people who know their information the best, because they have as many chances as possible to get as many questions possible correct. It's probably going to be an elimination question competition. Although they've done that before and it's immediately ended, so maybe they don't like that anymore. But that's basically what's happened in the past with the triple eviction. Like, they do one question and it's over. But if that's the case, then it's a lot more crapshooty. It's a lot more like, you get one question wrong, you're out. So you could have gotten 9 out of 10 right, but the first one you got happened to be the one you got wrong, and so you're out. And so it's totally, totally possible that that we get a weird winner in this competition, and somebody like Mark could absolutely go home. It's the veto competition that's a little more steady in terms of who's likely to win it. We're probably going to see Dane or Adam win that one, which is why I don't think either of them are particularly likely to go home. Now, they have flipped these around before in the past. On, I think, Big Brother Canada 4, they made the physical competition the HOH competition and the veto competition the mental competition. Now, if they did that tonight, that would make, I think, a big difference, because Mark would be significantly less likely to win it, and we'd see Damian, I think, a lot more likely to win it. And so in that instance, we could see Mark even more likely to go home, although he'll have a better chance in the veto, and all sorts of different stuff could happen at that point. But you know, there's lots of options here.
Yeah, lots of options. And honestly, when it all plays out, the most exciting thing we can see is Damian winning. But honestly, I'm right there with you. If Mark wins, it could be just as exciting. I don't know if it'll work, but it could be just as exciting. So worst case scenario is we see one of these bland plans work because, you know, the dominant guys win again.
Honestly, I think there are a couple of great outcomes for tonight. I think Damien winning, taking Mark out, that'd be pretty fun. Because Damien, the underdog, sticking in there, taking Mark out. Like, I'm sorry, Mark, but you haven't been very good. Mark or Anthony winning and taking a shot at Adam, trying to convince Kira. Can you imagine Adam's on the block against Damien and Anthony is yelling at Kira that they have to vote Adam out. They have to vote Adam out, and then they don't. And now Adam knows, and it's all out war from that point. Yes. That would be a great outcome.
Yes.
So a few great outcomes.
Yeah.
A few more boring outcomes. And my money is on the boring outcomes, but
yeah, knowing the way the season's planned out, probably.
Yeah. let me just remind you again that if you don't want to be spoiled, I recommend you stay off of social media from about 3 or 4 p.m. Spoilers usually come out about 5 or 6, but you always want to be safe. So I would recommend, if you don't want to be spoiled on Who Leaves, just stay off social media, avoid it until the episode. And make sure you get your stock watch decisions in before those spoilers are released as well. If you want to do that, you know, make safe choices with your money.
Yeah, be careful. That's there's a lot of different outcomes that could really lose you a lot of money this week.
So there you go. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. Bobby, where can people find you?
At Goodsby Bobby. That's GoodSby Bobby, Bobby.
All right. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and or tonight on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And tonight we will be live to recap the double eviction. So make sure you tune in for that. And then, of course, Sunday night we'll be live to recap the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 7. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.